Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Frohlo with Mafia and Montenegro in the five hole. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-2124. CBS 4227. Sharks just took the lead on the Sabres 3-2 in the third. Far be it from me to not give the hockey scores when I have no hockey games on the TV in here. And for some reason, I'm able to spiritually download the scores in my brain from arenas around the league because of my love affair with hockey. I'm able to get the scores delivered to me via brainwaves because we have no games on the TV. I'm actually watching this Clipper-Sacramento King game. And strangely enough, the score late in the third. Is this not crazy? Like, seriously, it's 59-52. 59-53 with 5 minutes left in the third. Does that not seem drastically low to you, Mafia? And an NBA game is so bad that they're at 59-53 with 5 minutes left. Are you kidding me? In the third, like, they don't have more points than that? Like, this game's not going to hit 100.
Key's going to be who played in that game. I'm sure if we look at the rosters of who was getting major minutes in that, half the guys you're not even going to know.
Have you seen this guy, this European guard they got on the Clippers? He's got the neck beard rocking. I mean, this guy's got, he hasn't shaved in months. But Teodosic, have you seen him play?
No, I haven't yet.
The guy can flat out pass the rock. He's got six dimes tonight, but he is really creative with the ball. He's got the ball right now. He's got amazing, I mean, just like, you know, really like Ricky Rubio, even better. The guy's got massive spins and freak pass angles. He's a really good passer. The guy can flat out dish the rock. I don't know. I mean, he's slow and white. He looks slow, white, and heavy. But, man, can he pass the ball? This guy, he's in total charge. He's the point guard. And they let him play. And he's got mad passing skills and handle. I mean, and he's scoring, shooting. I mean, he's doing everything. What has he got in the game? He's only got 3 points. I saw him. He's got more than that now. I saw him hit a shot before. He's probably got five. I saw him just miss a layup. But actually, I'm talking about his passing. The guy can pass the rock. He's not bad.
Well, you better be able to pass if you're fat, slow, and white.
I mean, he's not, like, fat. He just looks like he drinks beer. You know, he looks like he's about probably 6'3". Here he is shooting a three. Nails it. Are you watching?
No, I got the baseball game on, and then I got to change the channel after the football game. I haven't gotten to that yet.
He can play, this guy. I'll tell you what, he can sure pass the ball. I'll give him that. I thought maybe I'd see. I haven't seen him in this game. I want to look at the scoring. They don't let Fox play in this game, De'Aaron Fox, this preseason game. It just doesn't matter to him, right? So they're not playing him. God, are these preseason games the absolute worst thing that's ever happened to sports? Honestly, in every league, everything. NFL preseason's just sickening. The NBA preseason is so terrible that it's not even worth mentioning. And hockey's just as bad. It really is, these stupid preseason games they play. What a waste of time. I don't even know why they do it. What is the point? Like, guys are getting reps or something, or getting, you know, game action, or what is it? What do they get out of it? Besides, they're playing 82 games after this. why play all these extra games, right? Guys get injured, things happen. I just don't get it. I really don't. Boy, does that team look terrible without CP3. They act like they're still Lob City, my ass. I'll give you that the kid can pass. Teja Dosic or whatever his name is. He can pass, but he's no Chris Paul. They couldn't even win with him. How are they going to win with this European guy running their team? Seriously.
They lost more than him, too. They lost Jamal Crawford as well. He was a big scorer off the bench.
Blake Griffin's playing. He's got 15. Jordan's got 9.
I mean, they brought your boy Gallinari in, but he's never been on a winning franchise either.
Gallinari's not playing tonight.
Well, his hand's probably still healing from his.
They got Decker. They got Plumlee. They got Beverly. They got Austin Rivers. They've always had him.
So basically, they got a great NCAA team in the NBA.
That's just crazy. But they get rid of a lot of these guys, don't they? I mean, they got so many of them right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 guys. They're not keeping all that.
No, they'll dump like 7 of those guys probably.
All right, so 9-7 Cubs, runner at first, bottom 8, nobody out, full count to Rendon. Davis still in pitching for the Cubs. Red Wings and Coyotes, 2 apiece. I think they're in the third, too. I can't tell. For some reason, my laptop is pink. I have no idea. Has pink been here today? Why is it pink? I have no idea.
I don't know. No, she wasn't. She was actually out in Vegas with our crew.
Right. She was at the D. I got to ask you this question. Why do they keep showing all of these highlights of the Nationals players having success in the regular season? Like every guy that comes up, they show some great clip of them doing something in a regular season, which has absolutely nothing to do with the collapse of their Game 5.
Well, that's why they show it, because they don't want to make clips of them winning a playoff series.
So they show all this old crap?
So now what they can do
now
before
they got,
the playoffs.
Now they got runners on first and second. Rendon walked. First and second, nobody out. If it doesn't happen here, it'll never happen. If they don't score here, it'll never happen, Mafia. It's now or never. 2-1, nobody out. They're sending out their fat pitching coach to talk to Davis.
This is definitely a huge opportunity for them. I mean, it's
speaking
not even like this
huge
guy's gash. He's only on 16 pitches, but he's losing control. So you got to make the most of it right now.
If you're the Nationals.
Yeah. Like you said, this is your shot. Do something. Granted, we don't know who's pitching the ninth.
Can you imagine if they scored 3 runs here and then the Cubs had only 3 outs in the ninth?
That'd make a lot more of an exciting game than it is right now.
I think it's... Everybody talks about how this has been some kind of great game. I think it's kind of sucked. Do you think this game's been good? It's been, do you know how many runs they've scored on errors?
Score-wise, it's been good, but I feel like it's just been one team blowing it after the next. It's not like it's a game where it's nail-biting. Oh, my God, I can't believe it's happening. It's like they score, and you're like, really? You gave that up? What are you doing? You're blowing this game. Like, it's just been disappointment after disappointment.
How many 2 errors for the Nationals in the game? I know that led to some runs. Blake Griffin. All right, who's this? Is this Weeders? Oh, Lynn, double play ball. Nice job. There's that. That's the end of that. Nice job, you slow ass. Did you see how slow that guy was running down to first? Oh, my God.
Taylor made double play. Hit it right to him.
Right to him. Game over.
Couldn't have set that up any better than if you called it and just told him, hey, I'm in it to you. Run the double play like it was practice.
How awful was that? This was the easiest play ever for the Cubs.
Baez didn't even have to move.
They're just dead. They're bound to lose. It's inevitable. They have no chance ever to do anything. They still got a runner at third. Here's the guy that hit all the home runs, Turner. If he hits a 2-run homer, they tie it. Taylor. Ball gets away. Did you see that? Did it just hit the home plate? It hit the wall and came right back to the catcher? Is that what just happened, or it hit the ump?
It hit the ump. There's no way it came back from the wall that quick.
The ump's helping the Cubs. Right off of his face. Oh, that was sweet.
I would have loved to see if they actually tried to run home on that play, because who would have been there to call the play? That guy was so dazed at that point, he couldn't have called the outer safe. Now watch this factor in. Watch it be a big play at the plate, and there's going to be all kinds of questions if the guy should have stayed there, if he's concussed and should have been yanked.
The game will be decided at the plate, and he won't remember what happened.
Yeah.
He'll miss it dead on. He'll miss the call completely.
Feel like the delayed call.
He was woozy.
Just staring at him to figure out what he's going to call.
He was woozy. I think I'm fine, but I'm not sure. How many fingers am I holding up? 16?
All right, let's get this game started. Oh, what, in the eighth?
Let's start this ball game. We've been here all night. When did the rain stop? Here we go. What's he going to do?
How do you test out an ump to see if they're okay? If it's a pitcher, you have him throw off the mound. What does the ump do? Like, you get him to crouch and see if he calls the ball a strike?
Yeah, what does he do to get ready?
Give him a word problem to solve? What do you do?
I don't understand what's going on here, but they're just playing this out. Oh, he's taking all kinds of shots tonight in the face. This guy.
He's going to concussion protocol.
Oh, my God. He's been nailed twice tonight already. He's all battered. He doesn't even know where he is. He thinks he's in Cleveland. They have no chance, Mafia. They hit into double plays. It is absolutely the worst.
And then he punched the catcher in the chin when he was talking to him. Did you see that on the replay?
What was that about?
If I'm going to be dizzy, so are you.
What did he hit him for? A double up the middle.
Probably mad at him for not catching the ball
in
the first place.
It's 9-8. They got a run in. Can you believe it? Two outs. Taylor came through. It's 9-8. What are they going to do? Who's up now? Harper? I think the meat of their order's up. But there's two outs. So it can't be. That's Murphy scoring. Oh, God. The pitcher spots up? What could be worse? You know they're not getting this run around. Who is this? Some pinch hitter? The guy's had one at bat, Lobaton. Who is that? Oh, my God. They've hit a new low. They're going to the bench to some guy no one's ever heard of. Who is he? He's a catcher. No one even knows who it is. He's their hope. The great white hope.
Yeah, I think they double switched before, and
they're doomed. They're doomed. What are they doing? Watch this guy crank a two-run
home. He's gonna be the hero and
make a name for himself. Do you think? There's no way this guy's turning on one. I'm Wade Davis. Can you imagine if he jacked one out? And I'm sitting here making fun of him. No one's ever heard of him. What is Dusty? He goes to some guy no one's ever heard of. Here he is. He's watching cheese go right over the plate. It's 1-2. He's doomed. This guy's got no chance. Is it 1-1? Was that the first strike? He's got about as much chance as I do of having a hit in this game.
Your boy Contreras is having a lot of problems catching the ball. That one was right down the middle. He couldn't hold on to the one that hit the ump in the face. He was late to react on.
He's trying to hurt the ump all night since he punched him in the face.
Didn't like his strike zone or something.
This guy's dead. There's no way. Come on. Oh, God. He fouled it off. He's out now. He's doomed. 1-2. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Honestly, that was the worst call I've ever seen. That guy was safe. You got to be kidding me. Mafia, you got to be kidding me. Did you see that play?
No, I was looking away at the time. I got to go find a replay of it.
Did you see it, Montenegro? Did you think he was safe?
Yeah, he was safe. He was totally safe.
He was totally safe, like not even close. They overturned it and called him out. You got to be kidding me with the runners on first and second. In the bottom of the eighth with a 9-8 game, that was the worst call I've ever seen in my life. You got to be kidding me. Did you see that? Oh, my God. I got to see it again. I saw it one time. He was safe by a mile. Unbelievable. God, you have got to be kidding me. That guy got Lobotron, got back. He never tagged him. What are they doing at the league office? What are they watching? You got to be kidding me. That was the worst call, honestly. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I saw it. I saw it once. It looked like he was safe easily. You got to be kidding me. Joel and Callie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, what's up, man?
Yo.
Second time on the show, man. I just want to say go Saints, man. The Carolina Panthers lost today. Saints got rid of Adrian Peterson. And I think they're going to make a slow run for first place by the end of the season, man. Your thoughts, brother?
Yeah, I just don't believe that. I just don't even think they're a good football team. And they got to worry about the Lions this week. And I know they're favored. I know they're at home. They have to win that game. I think talk about playoffs and talk about first place and talk about anything else is kind of absurd right now. I mean, what are they, 2-2? Obviously they have a shot, but Carolina and Atlanta are, in my opinion, still better football teams than they are. They were down there with the Tampa Bay, right? So we got to see what they both do this weekend before I start talking about putting them in first place. I just can't have it.
I'm looking at a still image on the internet, and what I'm seeing is that it looks like the top leg came off the bag for a second before the bottom leg hit the bag, and that's what they're saying he's out by. That he slid in safe, but his foot comes off the bag and the tag's still on him.
So it had nothing to do with that he was safe.
He beat
it's
it
that
out.
He came,
but it came
off the bag.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Wow. See, because I saw him slide in safely. Like, he hit the bag. He was clearly safe. So, I got to see it again. Here it is. Oh, so it came off right there.
Yeah, that image on the right is the one that I saw on the internet. That the foot's, you can see the space in between the foot and the bag there.
So that just cost. I think that just cost them their season, right? I think that at the end of the day, that'll be their undoing. I think that'll be the end of them. All right, Mike in Houston on 610. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how can you got me?
I got you. What's happening?
All right, listen. Cam Newton's got to be the biggest drama queen in the whole NFL. Had two guys bust through the line. Neither one of them made helmet-to-helmet contact, and they still got a penalty. My goodness.
Oh, well, I mean, after that, I thought they hit him after the whistle, so I thought the play had been called dead. Is that the play you're talking about?
Yeah.
I thought they hit him after the whistle. I thought that was legit, but look, he lost the game, so what does it matter?
Thank goodness, but he always whines all the time. Then he's limping around, moping around. It's like, oh, I'm so hurt. It's like, come on, man.
I thought he looked terrible tonight. He just looked terrible, and I don't know what you're talking about.
I would love to see Michael take the hits that he takes and then call this guy a complainer and a whiner. The guy's always limping because he's always hurt because they destroy him, and they never call anything because he's so big. Him and Big Ben take, like, the biggest beating and never get any calls.
the NFL refs love to have him just get abused. And that's been going on for a couple of years, hasn't it?
Ever since he came in the league, you know, once you're a running quarterback, they automatically do not give you the benefit of the doubt. If you stay in the pocket, you'll get flags all day. But if you start to run, you don't get nothing.
Wow. Jay, could you believe that call? I guess his leg did come off the bag.
I actually think it was a good call. I do.
So he was safe at first, and then he was out when his foot slid off the bag.
Yeah, I don't. You can't get on the ump for not calling it in real time. It happened very quickly, but I actually think they got it right. And Twitter is now very angry with replay, which I don't. They got it right.
Replay's good. It gets things right.
I mean,
same people that won a replay and were bashing the MLB for not putting it in. Now that when it goes against their team, oh, how could you use it for that?
Many people on Twitter are angry because of the reversal, which I can't understand. They got it right. The guy was out.
It's the whole reason you put the system in.
Yeah, in the eighth inning of a decisive playoff game.
Do you like it in
all sports need it. All sports.
So the NFL and baseball, you have no problem with it?
I don't have a problem with replaying anything. In fact, I think that they should further replay.
So take it to what, the next level? I don't understand.
Robots calling balls and strikes, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, because I think these guys are old and fat and in their own way. Half of them are blind.
Old, fat, and blind. Do we have anyone for deaf?
Yeah, possibly.
What?
And a robot could have taken that ball to the mask, no problem.
Yeah, right. That guy took it to the mask. He probably can't see colors right now.
Do you think they have any chance at all of scoring a run in the bottom of the
ninth? Yeah, because Wade Davis is throwing about 150 pitches, and he's the only guy that they got up.
And they're going to let him finish the game?
He's their closer.
But he's never pitched this many batters.
Not in a regular
season
game. No, never.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Trust the pro parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best and Wagner ThermoQuiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Down to their final two outs. Worth the batter. Bottom nine. They're down 9-8. Nationals losing to the Cubs in game five. First guy up was Turner. He had a 3-1 count. He popped out to center. He blew it. And Davis was all over the place. And he got out of it with a pop out. Now 2-1 to Worth. By the way, the Red Wings took the late lead in Phoenix over the Coyotes. And then San Jose leads Buffalo 3-2. I'm watching that. So swing and a miss here. I think Davis is going to get out of this whole thing. He's going to pitch from the seventh inning and the last out of the seventh inning all the way to the end. So Madden pulls the right button again, right? This guy's unbelievable. He managed the Cubs to this win tonight. Used his pitchers perfectly. By the way, Worth hit one a mile foul down the left field line, but it was foul. It was a home run, but it was foul. And now he strikes out big, so they're down to their last out. It's over.
Boy, he was trying to tomahawk that out of there.
He was. He took a good cut at it, but he missed everything.
Swinging at what I like to call the Ray Ordonez special.
Unbelievable. So here's Bryce Harper, of all people, the last up. Yes or no? Can he do it or not? He needs a home run right here. That's all there is to it.
No. He will not.
I think the Cubs handled their business tonight on the road. It's unbelievable how they got it done. It really is, if you ask me. Oh, he's missing everything. It's 0-1. He didn't even see it. That's how bad that whiff was. He never even saw the pitch. Can you believe this? Can you even believe this team? It's absolutely... it's beyond reproach. I can't even discuss it. It's just staggering how jinxed they are. It really is. I've never seen anything like it, Mafia. I really haven't. I don't even... How do you describe this to someone?
You couldn't write it if you tried. I mean, like you said, coming in, they had the momentum going. They looked great yesterday. They, you know, have one of the better pitchers out there. Not their best one, but one of the better ones. He implodes, but they come back and get the lead right away. Like, he gives it the run, they get the lead. He implodes then and gives it right back. I mean, it's just, how many ways can you lose a playoff series like they've done throughout their history? That now a guy gets thrown out at first base, having no business getting away from the bag. You're a catcher. You're not stealing a base. You're not going first to third. Where the hell are you going?
Yeah, they're just bad. They deserve to lose. It really is unbelievable. Detroit scored again. It's 4-2. Swing and a miss there. Fouled it off. This is it. 1-2 to count, and it's time to drink champagne for the Cubs again. They're going back to the NLCS. Dodgers-Cubs NLCS for a trip to the World Series. The Cubs could actually do it and get back to the World Series. So... And you got to give Madden credit for believing in Davis like this to let him pitch seven outs and to go out there and just work from the seventh inning on. And he's going to get him right here. Outside, 2-2. But you know he's not going to do anything, don't you? Do you really believe he's going to turn on one? I have no faith in them at all at this point.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I know Harper's a great hitter and he can crush it at any time, but... You just can't feel like it's going to happen with how this game and series have gone once again for them.
There's no way. And it just won't end either. This guy's taking forever to and pitch.
It should not be this easy for the camera to find Cubs fans in D.C. too. How is this not all Washington Nationals fans to see a red for Game 5?
High, full count. It doesn't matter. You could get this guy on. You could get two guys on. They're still not doing it, in my opinion. Zimmerman's been terrible all night. I honestly still believe you got to have Harper turn on one. Zimmerman hasn't seen anything all night. His last strikeout was so pathetic, it wasn't even funny. Swing and a miss. Game over. Season over for the Nats. Cubs win. Unbelievable. How bad are they? Oh, my God. You guys suck so bad. It is just so unbelievable. Oh, my God. And now they go, the 50,000 people have to go home and they want to kill themselves. It is just unbelievable. Call the show if you're a suffering Nats fan. Oh, my God. Didn't we say all along, too, on this show that all they do is lose in the playoffs? They'll never win.
We said it all along until last night. They suckered us in last night, just like all their fans that are sitting there. We got suckered in, too, thinking, all right, you know what? This might be the finally time they get past this round. They get the big lead, get you even more, and then they give it up. And the fans are silent. Then they start chip away, get back into it, get within one run, and the idiot gets picked off at first base, and they blow the game.
How utterly disappointing are they? How embarrassing is that franchise? I don't care what you say. Dre and Cali, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
That is embarrassing. Yes, embarrassing.
It is.
Shake a deuce, Scotty. Shake a deuce.
Shake a
deuce. Hey, I don't know if you agree with me, but Zimmerman was on first when Murphy hit that double with two outs. It looked to me like at the crack of the bat, you should be off that baseball. And when they threw the ball in, he was standing on third just looking back. I mean, at least he's off third, ready to score. You know, I'm not the greatest baseball player in the world, but I know when there's two outs, I'm hustling with the crack of the bat. And then when he got on base on the walk, the ball got past him, and I seen the replay. He was just jogging at first, and the catcher had to throw the ball back to the pitcher. I mean, if he has a bad throw, he get it second.
Well, there you go. I don't remember all this. All I know is, when was that? What inning was that in?
I think that was the sixth. It was one where Murphy doubled, hit a double.
Oh, off of the wall, yeah.
Yeah, Zimmerman was at first, man. I'm not sure he should score, but he should be past third.
Well, I don't think, fair enough, but I don't think they lost the game because of that one play. I mean, there were so many reasons why they lost the game. We could sit here all night. Your point, the two errors, the guy getting thrown out at first, the throwing error by Weeders. I mean, it never ends, the amount of problems that they had tonight.
Oh, they're not doing themselves any favors. But I'll tell you one thing. You know I'm a Giants fan, Scotty. I hate the Dodgers. I'm glad the Cubs went because I didn't want to see the Chokers play the Dodgers. The Cubs are playing the other choking team from the West. Go Cubbies.
Yeah, we'll see. I have no idea. At some point or another, you have to start respecting the Cubs for what they're doing here, right? They're the defending World Series champs, and they made it through a boring season where they didn't even seem like they were trying. They won their division. Then they got the DS home field, or they didn't even have that, did they? They were in Washington. They won the series, and now they're going out to L.A., and doesn't L.A. have the home field because of a better record? I think they do. But it doesn't matter. They're the defending champs, and they played like it. It's unbelievable what they've done. Joe in Pittsburgh.
Hey, what's going on, Scotty? How are you, man?
Hey.
As a Pittsburgher, I take a little bit of joy in this. Obviously, the Pirates, after those three winning seasons, have been sort of dreadful, to say the least. But why I take some joy in this is because I'm a Penguins fan as well. And when you think about what the Nationals are, they're exactly what the hockey team is in that city as well, where, go ahead and make the playoffs, win President's Cups, win your division by a landslide. But once the playoffs come, don't expect much.
I mean, we've talked about it. It's true. We've said that the Capitals and Nationals are like the two worst playoff teams in the history of sports. I mean, they really are. They're starting to become the laughing stock of pro sports. Now, people in D.C. aren't going to like to hear that, but I think for fans everywhere else, not just Pittsburgh, but everywhere else, if anyone knows anything about sports, they watch this stuff every year. All they know is that the Capitals always lose to the Penguins, and the Nationals can't win a playoff round. They know that both of them are, at the end of the day, perennial playoff losers. They are regular season champs and playoff chumps. That's just all there is to it.
Don't forget, Scotty, they still have the Redskins. I say that very facetiously. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great night.
Well, I mean, they've won Super Bowls, so you got to give them credit at least for their history. So I can't blame them for everything, but I don't frankly think they're any better these days. I think the Redskins are actually decent, but they're not championship material, if you ask me. Far from it. Mafia, would you say that? What do you think of the Washington Redskins? Any chance at all of a championship? Because to me, they don't look like
not
a championship
at all. They're a mediocre team at best. They have a team that can score up, points at times, a defense that can stop guys at times, but they're never consistent enough to get
They're capable
done.
Of sucking, too.
They're capable of being great, and then the next game capable of doing the complete opposite.
Brad in Green Bay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get everybody on.
How we doing tonight, Scotty?
Hey.
I just want to pile it on to Nashville fans and wish them a happy 5th anniversary of blowing a 6-0 lead against the St. Louis Cardinals, the Pete Cosma infield fly game 5 years ago today. Absolutely atrocious in playoffs. I just want to wish them a happy anniversary. Piled on. And Giannis Antetokounmpo for MVP 2 years from now. Have a good night, Scotty.
That was great. That guy brought that up. That's beautiful. Rodney in the Bronx.
Scotty.
Yo.
How bad do you got to fail? I mean, failure paraphernalia. Scotty, this is unfreaking believable. I can't believe this. They had the game won. They were losing in the series. They came back in the series. They were winning in the game, and they lost the game. How epic of a failure can you just? How can your empathy keep failing the way they fail, Scott?
There is nothing you can do to compare it to anything. It's just they set the standard for failure. I mean, they're up 4-1. after they kicked their ass 5-0 yesterday. You're up 4-1 and you still give up 9 runs. I mean, and then the errors and just the, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you know what? I think actually, you know, people always say, don't kick them when they're down. I think it's a perfect time to kick them in the teeth when they're down. I mean, they suck so bad in the playoffs. They lose so badly in the playoffs that you absolutely have to mock them. You just have to ride them, Mafia.
They make it so easy. How could you not? It's like throwing a fastball right down the middle that they can't hit in the playoffs, apparently.
I thought they would actually win tonight. I really did.
They suckered us all, and I was with you. I said, you know what? Against my better judgment, I picked them. Now it's going to be like, you know, the playoffs with the Washington Capitals last year. I said, I'm not picking them until they finally win. I'm never picking the Nationals again.
Ever.
They just proved that they are cursed. They fixed everything they needed to fix and still couldn't get it done.
It really is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. So we got another hour. Kyrie talking about Boston, saying it's more of a sports city than Cleveland. I got hockey power rankings. Tanaka will start game one for the Bombers. Yankees Astros series. Now you got Cubs Dodgers. Are the Astros their best team ever? Some college football. You name it, it's all coming up here on the Bench in the last hour. Call the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.